Hey, everybody, what's up? This is my name is Razzle. This is another episode of Famous Jason.
And putting together, Patrick Perry.
I'm gonna talk like Austin.
What's up? I'm gonna talk like Austin Butler and Elvis. But then in all the Elvis previews, all the Elvis promotion, I'm gonna still talk like this for a month because I realized I don't like the sound of my own voice. Can I do that?
All right. What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode. I'm back. It's another week, another thing of me talking to whoever is listening. We good? How was our week? How was our weekend? How was your weekend? My weekend was good. My week was good. What did I do? I DM'd way too many girls, way more than Adam Levine. Hey, dude, you're famous. Stop. Adam Levine got into, if you guys don't know, what did I do? Yeah, Adam Levine got in trouble for sexting and maybe having an affair with other bunch of Instagram people. Don't do that. Don't cheat on your wives. Don't cheat on your girlfriends. And all these girls called him out on it. And they were like, oh, he was manipulating me, but also you're an adult and you know he's married and you, whatever. The memes have been crazy. Then Adam Devine from Workaholics was like, hey, this isn't me. I'm a different person. That's what I did. No. So I did that, did some shows. I did my buddy Aaron Maliner, who runs the comedy club Nightcap, which if you're ever in LA or if you're in LA or whatever, or go follow Nightcap. They post a bunch of funny content and comedy clips. They post a lot of comedy clips on their page. He recorded a special stand up or whatever you want. I don't like calling them specials because every fucking comedian's got a special now. Everybody's like, yeah, I'm recording an hour. I'm recording my special. And it's like, well, everybody's got a special now. I don't. I don't have an hour out yet. I haven't recorded an hour. I need to work on putting together an hour. I used to have one before the pan. Then I threw a lot of that out cause I wasn't excited about it. And I've been working on some new stuff, more conversational stuff. And, but it's like, look, I get it. You're going to cut it up. You're going to just cut it up and put it on the internet anyways, like most people do anyways, cause it's single, like, right. Like we're releasing singles. So he filmed his hour. So I went and supported him there. At Nightcap in Burbank, and it was fun. Hung out with Mandy Chimbor. He's a very funny comedian. Some other comics that are really cool. Rel Battle was there. He's really funny, and just, you know, it was all around good time. Support your friends. Even if it's just, you know, reposting their things. If they're content creators or whatever, repost them. Or if they're not, or if they're like chefs or, you know, make things or whatever, even if you can't afford it, just help spread the word. A lot of people, you know, it's a lot of gatekeeping. I got a lot of friends that are gatekeepers, and it's so fucking funny. And I'm not friends with people, obviously, you know, I'm not friends with people in this business, the entertainment business, to get work or to get jobs. I mean, obviously the name of the podcast is Famous Adjacent. So I'm adjacent to a lot of famous people and friends and producers. I've been in this town long enough to have connections to a lot. And, I'm not friends with them to get work, but, you know, it is what it is, right? It's you'll have friends that, like, you'll help out or you'll try to help out or you'll, you know, I won't, whatever. They are afraid of even just, like, being like, hey, trying to get work, trying to help you out. They don't want to even try to help you out because who knows? Who knows? No judgment, but stop being a gatekeeper. There's no key master. I'm not the key man. Like, anyways, it is what it is. Promote and success your friends. Promote and support your friends. I mean, that's the, there's room on this planet for everybody, you know, and regardless of what your friends do, you know, help them out and support them on the internet or just call them up and text them and say, hey, you're awesome, and I support you, and I love you as a friend, and thank you for being my friend, Golden Girls reference, and, you know, good luck with that. So I did that. Then Saturday. Friday, I don't think I did anything Friday. Sunday, though, was my buddy Joel's birthday. My buddy Joel, name drop, David Moore. You may remember him from such films as Grandma's Boy or those other Jutopia or Avatar. It was his birthday. He's one of my best friends. I've been friends with him for almost 10 years now, maybe. And it was his birthday. So a bunch of us went out to dinner. And then we went and saw his movie, Avatar. It's back in theaters. And let me tell you something. Now, I'm biased, but I went into it remembering me not liking the movie. I went into it remembering it being garbage. Looking beautiful, but being garbage. Like chicks on the internet. Like girls on the internet. Hey, like girls on the dating app Raya that I'm on for some reason, which it hurts my self-esteem to be on there, so I need to delete it. But I already paid up until December. But it's just a bunch of pretty things with nothing behind. I remember that being Avatar. And let me tell you something. It wasn't. Like, 13, I don't think I've seen it since the theater. And when it came out originally, 13 years ago. And we saw it in IMAX 3D. And it was good. I don't know if they fucking made it prettier. Or I don't know what they did. But it looked good. It was way more fun than I remember. I mean, it's Dances with Wolves and Ferngully, obviously, Last Samurai. Like, everybody says those things. Everybody, every reviewer says those things. But it was good. It was better than, like, the last four Marvel movies. More enjoyable story. I was enthralled in it. I was enthralled. I was entrapped. I was entranced. It looked beautiful. I wish I was on mushrooms. I didn't take mushrooms. But maybe I'll go see it again because I got that AMC pass, so it's free anyways. But it was beautiful. And the story, like, I was the villain was a really good guy. Like, the villain was a really good guy. There was a lot of funny moments. And again, I'm not saying that because I'm friends with a guy who was in it. Because 13 years ago, I thought it was garbage anyways. So we did that. And it was really, really fun. Then today is Monday. And I open up my phone. And the government's like, hey, dude, we crashed a satellite into a meteor. NASA flew a, what does it say? Let me, 7 million miles away, I think is what my buddy Andy told me it was. And first off, what are they not telling us? Let me see this. My buddy Andy Cozell, he's got a documentary out, him and my buddy Brian Marino about Area 51. Go check it out. He called me a conspiracy theorist because I'm like, why are they just doing this now? Apparently, it aired on you could watch it, right? But NASA, I'm just going to read this from ABC, ABC7LA on their Instagram. NASA spacecraft successfully slams into asteroid, okay? Cosmic collision. A NASA spacecraft. I'm going to read it like a trailer guy. In a world. Cosmic collision. A NASA spacecraft has intentionally slammed into an asteroid in humanity's first test of planetary defense. Okay, first off, first test? Why is this our first test, guy? We've been going to the moon since 1964, I think. Maybe around there. I know the last time we went to the moon, I think, was 72. When did we first land on the moon? Maybe 69. First moon landing was June 20, 1969. Okay, so last moon landing. So first off, it doesn't even fucking matter about the moon. We've got a Jeep driving around on Mars. Do you guys hear that? Did you hear what I said? I said we have cars remote controlling. We have remote control cars driving around on Mars. Now, the last moon landing was December 1972. Okay. Why so long? That's 50 years ago. We haven't been back on the moon in 50 years. Okay? Now, I think China's on the moon right now. Russia, I think, is on the moon right now. Two countries that are not good. Two bad countries that are bad. Don't censor me, China. Don't come after me. Nobody sees this anyways. I'm going to put clips of this on TikTok. TikTok throttles my bullshit anyways. The algorithm on TikTok and Instagram. Dude, every time I post up a stand-up clip, and it's kind of, anytime, whether it's funny or not, I post funny stuff because I'm funny. I'm unbiased. I like myself. But I will post clips on Instagram and TikTok, and sometimes they'll just explode and go viral, and other times they won't, like, even 10 views, okay? But here's the thing, too, is, like, sometimes they'll go viral. On TikTok, I'll get a lot of followers. Sometimes they'll go viral, and I won't get any. Okay. Instagram, they'll go viral, and I won't get any. Ever. And then they'll go viral, and I'll get, like, 50,000 views and, like, 1,000 likes. And I'm clicking through some of these likes, and they're, like, robots? They're like people who don't look like they're real people. They look like they're fake troll bot account. They look like NPCs. They're not even like that, like their accounts do. So I don't know if Instagram is just doing it to fuck with me and to keep me on Instagram and Reels longer, but it's insane. So China, don't censor. China owns TikTok, not this. TikTok, I have more followers than Instagram for some reason, but even that, I've been stuck at 24,000 for 7 months. Like, it exploded, and then it went 7 months. But it's insane. So, first test of planetary defense. What are the first test, which means there's going to be more tests. Now, why are you testing this 50 years after the moon landing when we already got things on the Mars? What are you not telling us? The James Webb telescope can see so far, dude. And now you're like, hey, this is the first test. We're going to, just in case, this is what NASA's doing. NASA's like, hey, there's an asteroid. We're going to see if crashing something into it will push it in a different direction, like bumper cars. And NASA's telling us this, and everybody else is like, oh, okay, that's cool. Like Armageddon, only instead of drilling, we're going to just push it away like every sci-fi movie. And I'm wondering why it's only happening now. I'm wondering why they're planning more than the first test. What? We already know the government lies to us. They've lied about COVID. They lied about wars. They've lied a lot about things. I feel like I need to just script everything, because when I just ramble and rant, I say things in different orders like I'm Yoda. Andor's a good show, by the way. Best Star Wars show out by far since Mandalorian season one. Like, what? Is there a meteor? Hey, dude. Hey, Johnny NASA. Is there something I need to be scared about in 50 years? Are Transformers coming? Is Megatron coming? And you need to be like, hey, guy, go that way. Don't go this way. Don't come here. Go that way. Go that way, guy. Go that way, guy. Like, where is... And this was 7 million miles away, apparently. Well, the asteroid, Dimorphos. The name... Okay, Dimorphos. Who names this? What is it? Dimorphos. Sounds like... Sounds like the devil's cousin. Larry Devil. Sounds like Larry Beelzebub.
Dimorphos Beelzebub. My cousin is Beelzebub.
Was not at risk of impacting Earth. So we're just fucking up with space. No turtles. We can't drink fucking we can't have plastic straws because the turtles might die, but we're going to affect the order of things with asteroids that are already in space. So we pushed an asteroid. So the asteroid wasn't even coming towards us, and we're going to push it somewhere else. Now it's going to go hit another planet with creatures on it that were minding their business because we wanted to cross, like, was not at risk of impacting Earth. This demonstration could determine how to deflect space rocks that could pose a threat to Earth in the future. Okay, space rocks.
First off,
that's not a space rock. That's a space planet. That's a space boulder. Now we're just calling them space rocks. How it could affect space rocks. Let me click this link. Let me just click this link in the bio. Space rocks. My buddy told me it was 7 million miles away, and he watched it. How are they watching this thing? How are they watching this thing, dude? space seven. In the future, how far in the future are you planning? Humans are going to kill each other before we need to worry about that. Human beings can't even work together when it comes to climate change or food crisis or homelessness, and we're concerned about space rocks? Also, who gets the credit for that? NASA? Like, say there's a meteor coming and NASA's like, hey, go this way, meteor. And then we save the day, and then people are still at war. Fucking countries over there are still killing girls for not wearing dresses properly, which is very, very sad. I'm not going to get into it, but it breaks my heart. It's bullshit. I'm a big fan of doing whatever you want with whatever your body, your choice. Appreciate it. The impact occurred at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Greeted by cheers from the mission team in Laurel, Maryland, the DART mission, or the Double Asteroid Redirection Test. Double Asteroid launched 10 months ago. So it took 10 months. It took 10 months to say, let's take the other, this road's closed. It took NASA 10 months to tell that asteroid that this road's closed. While the asteroid Dimorphos was not at risk of impacting Earth, this demonstration could determine how to deflect space rocks that could pose a threat. We're embarking on a new era of humankind, an era in which we potentially have the capability to protect ourselves from something like a dangerous, hazardous asteroid impact, said Laura Glaze, director of NASA's Planetary Science Division. The goal of a spacecraft, in addition to impact, is to affect the motion of an asteroid in space. But it will take time for scientists to determine if the asteroids are ever changed. They're celebrating that we've crashed a thing into a thing and we don't even know if it worked. Like the vaccine. Hey, we're going to celebrate this thing that doesn't actually work and you're still going to get sick. You're still going to catch COVID. Just going to minimize the symptoms even though that's already how viruses work when they mutate as they lower their symptoms. Dimorphos is a small asteroid moonlet orbiting the near-Earth asteroid. Dimorphos is a small asteroid moonlet orbiting the near-Earth asteroid Didymos. So this asteroid's got an asteroid hanging out. Like Ashtray from Euphoria. Didymos is the other guy. What's his name? Ashtray's the little guy. The one guy is like, you're crazy? I'm crazy, bro. No, you're confused? I'm confused. That's what this asteroid is the guy from Euphoria with his little kid Ashtray. And Ashtray is Dimorphos, and Didymos is the guy. He's like, I'm confused, you're confused. The asteroid system poses no threat to Earth. Why are we messing with it? Do you know what poses threats? Other things. Let's do other things. The event, where's how far away it was? Interact spacecraft. Near Earth objects are asteroids and comets with orbits that place them within 30 million miles. 30 million miles. Okay, it means twin. Didymos means twin. Astronomers discovered Didymos more than 2 decades ago. They Do you know what we did 2 decades ago? A lot of stuff. And they're finally just shooting something at it. Hey, we knew this thing was, we found this thing 2 decades ago, and now we're just going to try and tell it. We waited 20 years to tell it to go the different, go this other way. Images taken by the spacecraft Didymos' reconnaissance and answered camera for optical navigation revealed. First look at Didymorphos. I'll try and put a photo here. It'll be the one photo I put on this video if you're watching this. DART, the impact. Okay. At the time of impact, Didymos and Dimorphos was relatively close to Earth within 6.8 million miles. That's not close. That's not close at all. The spacecraft accelerated about 13,500 miles per hour. Or if you're in the UK, my friends, or anywhere else other than the United States, 21.6 kilometers per hour. And if you're not in the United States, 6.8 million miles, 11 million kilometers away. The briefcase, apparently it was a briefcase size CubeSat deployed from the 6-band record to record what happens. Okay. That's whatever. What are you not telling me? You noticed Dimorphos 20 years ago when you launched the thing 10 months ago. It took 10 months to hit it. And you don't know if it's worked yet. Now, let's say it works. So 10 months, let's say a year. It took a year to tell it to go this way. Okay? It took a year to say, hey, you're too close. Go this way. And you saw it 20 years ago. What did you see this year? What did you see this year that made you say, you know what? We better see if we can push this rock in a different direction. Because I'm just finding out about this now, and you saw it 20 years ago, and you launched a year ago, and now you're going to see if it works. And you want me to think you haven't seen something 20 years away? I'm only 40. I'm probably not going to live to be 60 because I'm unhappy most of the time. Kidding. I'm not going to do anything drastic. But who knows? Maybe I'll get hit by a car or something. Who knows? Let's say I last to be 60. What do I need to be afraid of when I'm 60 that you didn't tell me about now? I don't know. Don't worry, Razzle. Don't worry, Razzle. Don't worry about space rocks 20 years away. 7 million miles times 7. Who knows? How fast do they travel? I don't know. But we noticed that 20 years ago with the Hubble telescope, and now we got the James Webb telescope that sees even farther and clearer. And in color, apparently. Still don't understand how they decide what colors to paint things in these things when it's all a telescope with light and lasers and mirrors and not actually taking pictures of things super far away. But I'm just a caveman. I'm dumb, and I don't know things. So Don't Worry, Darling, garbage. Harry Styles, not good at acting. I've never made a movie. Looks great. I like Harry Styles. He can sing. He's fucking awesome. I dig it. But he wasn't good in this movie. Florence Pugh is great. Don't go see this movie. You're not going to because it already came out and the only people that haven't seen it were Harry Styles fans. But it wasn't. Like, it looked beautiful. I love the 50s aesthetic. I love Palm Springs. I love the desert. I love Mad Men type of vibe. I love that. But too many plot holes didn't add up. Nothing added up. It was like, hey, don't worry. We're not going to tell you what happened. Don't worry because we're not. Hey, don't worry because we don't know. Don't worry about a thing. Don't worry about a thing because everything's going to be all right. Don't worry. Why should I worry? We don't know. But don't worry. Don't worry. It doesn't. Nothing makes sense. So don't worry. Don't worry. There was so much drama about that movie, too. It's just so funny. I mean, I'm not going to go into that and any of that because I posted a lot on my TikTok and commentary and on Instagram and things like that. But it was so, it's like Pearl. I saw Pearl was good. Pearl was really good. Fletch was good. 5 stars. 5 stars. Don't worry, darling. Not good. Fletch was great. Andor's good. What else? Yeah, I think that's it. I think that's all I got today. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe if you made it this far. If the retention, every time I look at analytics on anything I do, the retention's never this far. But if you made it this far, please give me a review on Spotify. Give me a review on Apple Podcasts. Give me a review on everything. Go like and comment on a couple Instagram reels. excuse me, to help the algorithm, go comment on those. Go comment on some tweets, Instagram. Just follow me on Instagram. Follow me on TikTok at my name is Razzle. Follow me on YouTube at my name is Razzle. It's the YouTube, youtube.com/my name is Razzle. Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Tell your friends. And I don't know what to say, but I still haven't thought of a phrase, a catchphrase. Vomit. Don't vomit on your shoes. Yeah, thank you so much. Appreciate you guys for everything. And party on Lane, party on Cara. Thank you very much. And we'll see you. I'll be here. Still.